Shoreline dredging and filling without a permit on the Muskoka River has proven to be a costly mistake. High Falls Resort and its president Brian Colden of Bracebridge have been convicted of violations under the Public Lands Act. Colden and the resort were each convicted of 3 counts of filling shorelands without a permit, 1 count of dredging shorelands without a permit, and 1 count of disobeying a stop work order. High Falls Resort was fined $140,000 and Colden was fined $40,000. The court also imposed a surcharge of $35,000 on the company and $10,000 against Colden. In addition to the fines, both the company and its president were issued probation orders prohibiting continued unauthorized shoreline work. The court heard that between May 2018 and July 2019, Colden conducted unauthorized shoreline work fronting the waterpark of the resort property, which is situated along the north branch of the Muskoka River in Bracebridge. The work that had taken place included dredging and filling the shoreline with several loads of sand, and graded it to create a beach for the resort users. In 2018, Colden was served a stop work order to prohibit the further filling of shorelands but ignored the order. The deposited sand subsequently washed away when the water levels rose in the spring. In determining a sentence, the court relied on the compliance history of Colden and the High Falls Resort. In 2011, the resort had been convicted of unlawfully filling shorelands and was issued a probation order at that time. Justice of the Peace Carolyn Nordegroff heard the case in the Ontario Court of Justice in Bracebridge on September 27.